the religion of sex, the state of the church in Western society, defying the devil in international mission work. These are some of the issues addressed in our book of the month for February, The Gates of Hell, Confessing Christ in a Hostile World. It's edited by regular guest Dr. Scott Murray. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. book of the month, The Gates of Hell.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
Well, it's amazing sometimes the connections you will find in Scripture. Some of them mean something. Some of them are just coincidence. Maybe it's just a coincidence here that this woman who's briefly mentioned in Acts chapter 16, Lydia from the city of Thyatira as a seller of purple, says the Lord opened her heart. She becomes the hostess to Paul and his companions as they enter the region of Macedonia. Thyatira, by the way, is one of those churches mentioned in the book of Revelation, one of the seven lampstand churches that receives both an admonition and a commendation from Jesus in his letter there in the book of Revelation. They are abundant in good works, but they have a heretic in their midst. So there's a little connection there, but it's interesting to see that perhaps from Lydia there comes an entire church in time. Maybe it's so. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Lydia in Acts chapter 16. Pastor Tom Baker joins us. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd.
We're kind of picking up Paul mid-journey here. He's in the middle of a journey along with Silas, and they're having many adventures, so to speak. What brings Paul and Silas to the region of Macedonia?
Actually, there was a vision that Paul had. It's found in Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go up into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, we're not really sure if this was a man in the vision or an angel or whatever, but this is more common than you think. I'm sure you're having the same experience I have, Todd, now that we don't have a full-time pastorate in the congregation. We're getting phone calls asking us to come and preach. Maybe it's a congregation at the time that has a vacancy. They're calling another pastor. And so they're saying, would you come over and help us learn the message of Jesus Christ? And what I find really interesting here, that when Paul had seen the vision, this is verse 10, immediately we sought to go up into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. 2 points. Who's the we? Well, it's the writer of Acts, who also wrote the gospel of Luke. And what I love, really, we had a Bible study of a gospel a couple of weeks ago where Jesus was healing people. And then the next day, he refused to heal people in that same area because he said, we have to go and preach the gospel because that's the purpose for which I came. And this is really important here, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, obviously, they're going to do works of mercy also in healing and helping people, but this is the primary task of preaching, and that's to share the gospel message about Jesus Christ, his death, his resurrection. Nothing is more important than that, and all the other items, such as works of mercy, are subsequent to that preaching of the gospel.
It's also notable that before they're called over to Macedonia, up there in verse 6 of chapter 16, they had apparently been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. It sounds like the Holy Spirit is pretty hands-on with Paul and Silas during this journey.
Yes, and that happens also in our ministry, that you may have a plan. Let's see, I'm going to go preach somewhere, and then something comes up, and the order of things in your life changes. A priority happens where you're not being able to do that. I never have a problem with that because, as I said recently on one of my broadcasts, we don't know what my priorities are until God sets them up. So I can make plans, I can have dreams, but the final item that's going to count is what the Lord is going to permit me to do. And therefore, if I have a plan to go preach somewhere and something comes up, that's also the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to question him because obviously he has another idea in mind. And look at what happens. Now this woman from Lydia, she ends up being in the Bible. And so there was a reason that God had decided to have them preach the gospel elsewhere.
So they come into Philippi, which is the lead, that said, the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside where there was supposed to be a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. Sounds like Luke is saying there was no synagogue to attend here. Otherwise, they would have been in the synagogue on the Sabbath, right?
Normally, they went to the synagogue. The Samothracia, which means a city of rags, is an island on the Aegean Sea about 38 miles from the coast of Thrace at the mouth of the river Hebrus. Neapolis, which means a new city, is near there, a maritime city of Macedonia on the Gulf of Cerimon, having a port and colonized by Chalcidians. Philippi, which means a lover of horses, is a city of Macedonia located on or near the northern coast of the Aegean Sea between the rivers Strymon and Nestus and the cities Neapolis and Amphipolis. Now, you are correct that there was no synagogue there, and most scholars think that's because you need 10 males to have a synagogue service. I remember one of my members, who was Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, delivered flowers to various worship centers, and he was delivering flowers to a synagogue, and when he does so, he put on a cap, as the men have on it, on their heads, walked in, and they were glad to see him. They thought he was Jewish. They only had 9 men, and they asked him if he could participate in the service in order to start their synagogue service, but he explained that he was Lutheran and was unable to do that. But this shows how important the Holy Spirit thinks about women, that women also have the task of sharing the message of Jesus Christ with others. We've got examples. Timothy, who we just met a little earlier, it was his grandmother and mother who were bringing him up in the Word of God. And how many of us remember our mothers? And I know I had a wonderful mother. At one time, she was going to be a Roman Catholic nun, till she met my dad, and then she started arguing with the priest, became Lutheran, and I can't ever remember her not taking opportunities at dinner, etc., to become kind of a Sunday school teacher for us, myself and my 2 brothers, in preaching or teaching the message of Jesus Christ. It was very, very important for that.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Tuesday afternoon, talking about Paul and Silas's encounter with Lydia in Acts chapter 16. She's called a worshiper of God. What does that mean? We'll be right back.
In Romans 15, Paul tells us, "Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." But what does Christian welcome really look like? Find out this month in the Lutheran Witness magazine as we explore hospitality, diversity, and what these ideas mean for Lutheran Christians today. Subscribe or read a sample issue at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During February, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Family Shield Ministries. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
If you have a middle school-aged child or grandchild in the St. Louis Metro East, encourage them to attend an open house from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, February the 11th at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. You can meet faculty, staff, administration, students, and parents. Learn more by calling 618-656-0043 or visit melhs.org. Open house, 1 to 3, Sunday afternoon, February 11th at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville.
Do you find yourself fixing the theology on store-bought greeting cards when you give them to friends and family? Put away that Sharpie. EdGruesome.com has greeting cards, art, jewelry, certificates, church banners, housewares, and all sorts of fantastic gifts that proclaim Christ crucified for us. Whether you're a value shopper or a collector, you'll find something at adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. We're in Acts chapter 16, talking about Paul and Silas's encounter with Lydia. She's called a seller of purple, but she's also called a worshiper of God. What does that mean, Tom?
Yes, we need to realize that a lot of people were not yet Christian in the sense that they believed that Jesus died on the cross for them, rose from the dead for them, because they hadn't heard about it yet. But did that mean that they were not worshipers of God? No. Abraham would be considered a worshiper of God. In fact, he was declared righteous because of his trust in the promises of God. Many, many people in the Old Testament were worshipers of the true God, and they were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. I often make the point that Jesus converted very few people. What happened is he was able, by his message, to show that the Messiah they were looking forward to coming was himself. That wasn't a conversion from unbelief to faith or from non-worshiping to worship. It was instead a recognition that Jesus fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament. So Mary, before she found out she was going to be a virgin who would conceive, she was a worshiper of the true God. So we need to be careful that we're not talking about people who just believe in a God. In this case, a worshiper of God would be a worshiper of the true God, and they were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. And therefore, when her heart was opened to hear the message of the apostles, it convinced her that Jesus indeed was the Christ.
So go into a little more detail there about the Lord opened her heart. There are other places in Scripture where God opens, or Christ opens hearts, the disciples' hearts on the road to Emmaus, things like that.
Oh, yes. In fact, that's some of my favorite passages. One of them is Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." What this text is mainly speaking out against is the idea that, and a lot of Lutherans have this view. In fact, the guidance from Growing in Christ mentions this specifically when people are asked, are you saved? And they'll say, yes, I am saved because I have faith. And they say, no, it's far better to say because I am baptized. Because when you say I have faith, you're saying that the cause of your salvation is your faith that you willed to have. And look how many evangelicals today, and you have this on your program often on issues, etc., where people are told the way you become saved is open your heart, invite Christ into your heart, say the prayer of invitation. And it is a total denial of one of the greatest books written during the time of the Reformation. That was Luther's book on bondage of the will. We do not have a free will in spiritual matters in regard to becoming saved. Instead, we need to look at the psalm that David writes. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so for Lydia to be convinced that Jesus is the fulfillment, the Lord opened her heart, and it even says why, to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And then it kind of reminds us of the Ethiopian eunuch. When he heard the good news by Philip about Jesus, what was the first reaction? Because he heard that through baptism you received the wonderful blessings of the cross and the resurrection. He says, what prevents me from being baptized? And so we ought not be surprised that immediately after she was baptized and her household. And by the way, in the original Greek, the word household would not only include her immediate family, including children, but also servants that she might have had, and being a seller of purple meant that she did have some wealth.
This also, since she shows them hospitality, it gives Paul and Silas some place to go back to after they have had their ordeal in the Philippian jail. Isn't that right?
Yes. She says, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she even invites them at that point. The other thing that, and you mentioned this already, that I think is a great point, she's from Thyatira. And for people who use Lydia to say, see, women can be preachers because the women were doing the worshiping. No, it's one thing for women to be gathered in prayer or talking to their children, their grandchildren, or leading the Sunday school. It's quite another thing to be a preacher. And when you take a look at the message to Thyatira, where Lydia was from, guess what? The message is against a woman named Jezebel, who thinks she's a prophetess, teaching and seducing all people in regard to sexual immorality and also eating meat sacrificed to idols. Now, it's very clear there is a large group in Thyatira that does not agree with that. But what Jesus is saying to that church is you need to get rid of this woman who's giving a message that is contrary to the word of God. So I just find that ironic that the main thing wrong with Thyatira is a woman pretending to be a pastor.
With about 30 seconds, the law and gospel of this passage?
The law is pretty clear. When you say why I am saved, it needs to focus on baptism, the Lord's Supper, the cross, and the resurrection. Not because you have faith, because faith in faith is actually false teaching. Faith in Jesus is the way that is the foundation of our salvation.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, thanks for being our guest.
And thank you.
We have a new Issues Etc. book of the month for February called The Gates of Hell, Confessing Christ in a Hostile World. We need to remember that the Bible was written in a culture that was far more hostile than even ours is to us. And it equips us to confess Christ boldly with the confidence, as Christ has promised, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against him nor us. That's the general theme of the Issues Etc. book of the month for February, The Gates of Hell, Confessing Christ in a Hostile World. Find out about it on every page of our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and order The Gates of Hell, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour with Dr. Alvin Schmidt talking about the general despising of Western culture and what is its root. Hour two of Issues Etc. in 5 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Your children are God's good gift to you. That's why St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, is committed to providing pre-K to 8 education founded in Jesus Christ. St. Paul is the only classical Lutheran school in the St. Louis area. Matins and math, Latin and logic, orchestra and oration, catechesis and capture the flag are among the good gifts St. Paul would love to help you give your children. Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org.
We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey.